gladdy carol singers. It's Christmas, it's time to party. Hey, take it away. Everyone, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night and all that crap. Yeah, Christmas time is here, and me, Tony, from the was the Retro Resistance. Joining me for this special Christmas special is
Hi, I'm Malk from the other bit of the Retro Resistance as well.
Yep, you're moving on. Who else is here?
Andrew. Yes, I joined late.
Yeah, he was the latecomer.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, that's no exempt on his sex life. Okay. And finally, we are joined by
Will. Third member of the former Retro Resistance.
We say former members of the Retro Resistance because, yes, as of our last podcast, which was our big 20th one, any person who had listened to it knows that the Retro Resistance is no more. We'll explain why a little bit later in the programme for that one, because we have our reasons and we will explain then. But like I say, who here is full of the Christmas cheer?
Yay!
Shut up.
Oh, I said it was, but I'm going to be shut up by it, so I won't sniff it then. I'd rather be scolded by Jenny on Christmas.
Yeah. I'm probably going to be the most picked on.
keep talking like that and you will be.
Well, considering the world was supposed to end.
Ah, shut up.
Fucking rubbish that was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What called again?
There'll be some crackpot that will say predict when.
What was the calendar called again?
Oh, it's the Mylons.
Yeah, well, what a load of fucking rubbish.
Yeah,
yeah, but the funny thing is, they're the biggest trolls in the whole universe. To be frank.
Well, you see, this has happened so many times, like in my lifetime, and it's never ended. So,
no, it's just scaremongers and hate mongers.
They keep saying it. Till the end of Bloody World, like, nothing bloody happened. What about that stupid rapture thing? That never fucking happened.
Yeah, we know. Anyway, let's go to a more happy hour. Come on, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
We should be happy and full of Christmas cheer, shouldn't we?
And punching our ghosts as Christmas passes again.
Yeah, that is very, very true. The other side of the fact is, I wish there was snow and I stand my son outside pelting with snowballs.
Oh, I love the snow, I do. That really cheers me up.
Yeah, I know.
I do as well.
Yeah, I wish it would snow all the time.
Yeah,
no.
None of us would have to go into work.
I'll still go.
Seriously, are you kidding me?
Actually, too fair. I mean, I walk to work, but it's quite nice you go in and it's like there's one no year, one there.
One year, like, I went on my mountain bike and it was wild dangerous. I only done it because it was more fun, like.
Seriously, last time it snowed, we were sitting there, virtually all the roads are covered and Newham Council were still wanting me to enforce traffic. We can't see the yellow lines, you thick fuck.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they don't grit them, do they?
Yeah, they do, but they don't do a good job of it.
And they do it too fucking late.
Yeah, exactly. They don't do it in advance, put it that way. But what they do in Newham Council is they buy too much grit, and you know what they do after that? They sell it to other councils.
Yeah.
So how's that for a money making scheme? Because they charge double the price and up the arse for it. Okay, so people, if you've missed us, we're back for a little while so we can hear the cheer and hear our voices again.
And torment you.
Yeah, we'll go to torment you.
Yeah.
So what are you guys planning for the new year then?
Basically, stuff for the site, because I haven't done any videos since the one on Halloween. I'm working on one at the minute that I'm going to upload to YouTube anyway. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, in February, I'm going to start doing them for the site. Have them on YouTube. Well, originally have them on YouTube at the same time until, obviously, people are aware about that. Then have them on the site exclusive first and then make them on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jenny's beginning to chomp at my leg as well. She wants website software to use.
I probably will make some new reviews for the new website as well, but also put my own up there as well.
Yes, exactly. Feed them back through for that one.
Yeah.
Andrew, have you got a whole new line of stuff for us?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm actually, obviously, I'll be uploading my tiers videos to the site as well. So obviously, I'm currently working on a new intro for it.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of games I want to do, and I'm actually working on my own little hourly show, especially for the site. It's basically where I play an adventure game for an hour, and basically throughout the week, so I play it till I finish it. There's one, the first game I think many people will know. I've been wanting to finish.
Well, you're talking about Final Fantasy VII, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And you didn't finish that earlier in your lifetime. You suck.
I only actually started probably playing it in about 2008, so I was a bit of a latecomer to it. But it's one game I've never finished, and I feel as if doing a show like this one, it will make me want to finish it, as well as other several adventures as well, because there's a lot of adventure games that I've sat down and played and got to like halfway through and then not finished. So
yeah.
This gives me the extra incentive to do that.
Ah, very true.
Yeah.
All in all, I say so. Okay, we'll explain a bit more what we're talking about soon. So for the Christmas, I got a few questions which I planned out for us all to sit down and answer on that one. Okay, so and this one's basically for an old school question for this for everybody, because we like our modern day gaming as much as we like our old school gaming. Yep. On that one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you guys. Well, who wants to answer this one first after I ask it?
Can I?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll call first.
No.
We'll call dibs. Okay, right. Right, first question.
She wins.
Okay, the first question coming out, and as Will's going to be answering first. What's your memories of your consoles or computers you got for Christmas? What's your memories?
Well, the one I can remember very clearly is getting a Nintendo 64 for Christmas in 1997, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kept pestering my parents, and my brother and sister used to wind me up saying, oh, they haven't got it, but I knew they'd got it. It was in my parents' bedroom behind their desk. But they used to wind me up saying they haven't got it.
Did you go hunting for presents before Christmas Day, on the hope that you'll catch them when they weren't written out, or they weren't wrapped up?
Yeah. Because I knew where they were hidden. I knew basically where they were hidden. They were most hidden under my mum and dad's bed.
Yes. Seriously, when did you learn that Father Christmas wasn't real?
The time when I was in Toys R Us, I turned around to my mum and said, well, you can hide him under the bed.
Oh, that's definitely... What was your feeling when you unwrapped this shiny new Nintendo 64?
I didn't scream that thing that kid did. I didn't scream that.
So you were all hyperactive.
Yeah, I was very happy because the game that I all wanted to play it was actually Lawlight Wars.
Mm.
Because I saw the advert for it and I saw wanted that.
Yeah, it's fucking Star Fox 64. Why do they have to be douches and bloody call it something else?
Lawlight Wars, yeah, it's lame. Yeah.
Well, didn't they change the first one to Star Wing in the UK?
It was something
to do with copywriting. Something to do with bloody copyright.
I think there was another game called Star Wing released many years earlier, and I think they still held the copyright over the name.
Yeah.
No, it's called Star Fox, wasn't it? Yeah.
I bet it was an old ZX Spectrum game. Actually, tell you the truth, that gives me a good idea. Right, Andrew, give us your memories while I go check out World of Spectrum.
the first system I got that I was quite excited about, because it was the first console I owned. It was the Sega Game Gear. I remember getting that. It was about Christmas 94. I didn't ask for it there, so it took me by surprise. You know, I mean, I wanted my own system, but the one I was after was the Mega Drive, because I always used to love going on my auntie and uncle's down in Bournemouth. They had couple of kids, and they had a Japanese Mega Drive. And and I was a massive, massive fan of Sonic the Hedgehog. I used to read the Sonic the Hedgehog comic. I used to watch the Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, no, that series was crap.
I actually liked it.
Sonic says.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sonic says, get a PC.
Yeah. I actually liked it back then, because I used to like my funny cartoons. But I watch it now, and it's dated. It's horrible.
It's horrible, but it wasn't funny then. It was just dumb.
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, I do actually have the complete series on DVD as well.
Oh, you do suck.
I watch it now, and it has dated. It really has. It's just purely for nostalgic reasons why I watch it now. But the other one was much... The other one I watch now, and it's a lot better. The Saturday M one with Princess Sally.
Yeah, or Sonic Underground or something, what it's called.
A great one. Anyway, back to topic. I got a Sega Game Gear for Christmas. And it took me by surprise, totally. Didn't know I was expecting it. And I got quite a few other bits of it as well. Because as well as getting the Game Gear, but, I got a... the one game I got with it was Sonic 2.
Everyone got Sonic 2.
Yeah.
I heard that version was made hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also got a couple of add-ons. I got the Game Genie as well to help me with them. I also got things like a travel bag and also the power, like a Gamester power pack add-on.
I think you're glad you had that because the batteries on the Game Gear drained them.
Oh, yeah, it chewed up batteries, though.
It drained them.
So my parents knew the problem, and so they bought me this battery pack, which has got its own rechargeable battery. And you only charge that up, and then you plug it into the AC adapter on your Game Gear. The only problem is that with that on, I couldn't use my Game Genie, so...
Come back and bit you in the ass.
And I remember being really excited about it, because I never actually played on a Game Gear before. I didn't ask for one. I didn't know what it was like, but I had a reason to get excited about it. It was a Sega Games console, and I was expecting it to be a portable version of the Mega Drive. That's where I put Sonic 2 in, and that's where my heart sank. It was Sonic 2. It was a Sonic game, but it wasn't the Sonic game that I wanted.
No, because they never released a Sega Nomad over here, did they?
Yeah.
No. If you drop a Sega Nomad, it'd be a very heavy hit.
They are very heavy. They had one at one of the things I went to. They are very heavy. They're thick as anything as well. Ooh, they're not nice to hold. Okay, so what about you, Malk? We're going to be able to go back somewhere. What was your first computer you got for Christmas?
First computer? Well, I'm not sure whether I got it for Christmas or my birthday, but what do you think? It'd have to be a Commodore 64, probably.
Yay.
I got that. I think it was for my birthday, though.
Nah.
for Christmas, the one I can remember, believe it or not, is a Sega Mega Drive.
Woo! Win.
No, I tell a lie. The Master System before that. I got a Master System.
It's still Sega, it's still a win.
Yeah. And then I got a NES as well.
How were you? How did you feel when you got those? Because you was probably a bit older when you got those than what Will and Andrew was when they got theirs.
When I first got the Commodore, I must have only been about 7 or 8 then. Because that was a really long time ago. Mm. And obviously I was really impressed with that. And obviously then the Master System, I thought that was good. First game I ever played on that was Double Dragon. If you see now, is a mess. It flashes like anything. But I do think that's probably one of the better conversions of it, apart from the Mega Drive one.
Oh, Swainy will love you forever for that.
No, I don't think he likes it.
Oh, fair enough. It's still Double Dragon.
Because I used to like the arcade game, and a game called Choplifter. I don't know if you ever played it.
I've heard about that
one. Yeah, the arcade one's superb, and the Master System one's pretty much arcade perfect.
Hmm.
And then with the Mega Drive, obviously, Sonic came with it, and Sonic's pretty good. But I always thought Sonic 2 were better myself.
Yeah, Sonic 2 was better. They got the formula right, that one. But
I like Sonic and 3 Knuckles better.
Oh, yeah. That's the best one.
Yeah.
The only thing that was bad about Sonic 3 and that thing is the last bosses just weren't a challenge compared to the one in Sonic 2. They just went
hypersonic.
Hmm?
You're hypersonic.
Well, even the last boss on Sonic 3 was ridiculously piss easy. There was just no challenge to him. That's the thing. But all that one. But Matt, did you ever feel really ecstatic when you got one of those, or was it like, oh, look what I got?
Yeah, I was happy about it, but I sort of knew what I had anyway. And plus, my mate had like the Mega Drive, so I'd played on it before. Mind you, I'd only really played on Outward Beast, which, to be fair, isn't very good, is it?
To me, it's a pretty good game.
Yeah, it's okay.
It was the best-selling impact game. Well, not well. It's a really good game. I recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, I'd say give it.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, I know it's an okay game, but it's very linear, isn't it? But
look, they'll give you a game with it. It's not very good, though. That's what I sort of thought.
It's true.
The best part of the game is when you turn into the dragon on level 2.
That's what I think completely ruins it, the second level. That's a bit I'll usually end up turning it off because the dragon bit does my head in. Saying that, though, I mean, I must be sad because I downloaded it on Xbox Live. So, the arcade version of it.
I think the second level boss, the first time I saw it, actually freaked me out.
The eyeball one.
Yeah, the music
in Batman. But it's good, and then how he laughs like that when his head comes up and nicks the orbs off you and comes back down again.
Yeah. It's when he just comes like, pwned, bitch!
I suppose it's all right. I mean, I liked the arcade version when it first came out, but for some reason I didn't find the conversions as good. And I always thought the Mega Drive one was arcade perfect, but it's not.
No, it's not.
Far
no,
from okay. it, like.
No, it's like Sega taking a cheap shot out of that one. So,
but for an early release game, though, it was pretty good.
Did anyone play the Altered Beast on the PS2?
No,
the one where it looks like he's wanking the bloke off.
Oh, dude,
that's what it does on Larry's. I've seen Larry's video. No, I've never played it. It was out at the time, and my mate loves Altered Beast on the Mega Drive. He had it on it, and he was thinking about getting the PlayStation 2 one at the time from Game, but it's only one player.
Yeah, because it's completely... It's actually set in modern-day times as well.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah. I wonder if it's the same team that did Golden Axe Beast Rider. If it is, then you know there's no hope for that game. But going on for me is I can always remember when I got my first Spectrum. Honestly. And an update, there were two games on the Spectrum called Star Fox.
Really?
Oh. Really?
Yeah, there was two of them, and they're both different. I checked on World of Spectrum. Ha! Right, but I could always remember sitting there with my, and when I opened my present, and the little rubber key Spectrum 48K, and it's fucking great. I just loved it, and I literally had a fucking bookcase full of games to go with it as well. I'm quite likely talking about 400 or 500 games.
Bloody hell!
Yeah.
All C90s, was it?
Let's put it this way. I don't know where they got it from, and quite frankly, I didn't care. all I can and my dad say, why don't you learn programming? It's like, no, I want to play games. But you can learn to program your own games. Yeah, you shut up and leave me alone as well.
See, I tried to do that for a bit when you used to get this magazine. I don't know. None of you have probably heard of it because it's that old, called Input.
And, yes. Heard of it, yes. Yeah.
I used to do so much, and then I used to lose interest. Like,
I heard about those magazines sometimes to get the codes wrong.
Yeah, they never worked.
Yeah.
Or one little slight thing wrong, and the whole thing won't run, and you've got to type the fucking thing out again.
I've actually done a little bit of programming on the Spectrum, not much, but I did actually once try to write my own little adventure game.
it's actually
on World of Spectrum right now if you want to look at it.
he's whoring out his game again.
It was a try.
Input magazine was a great publication. It really, really did work as good as learning how to do basic on many, many machine types. And the games that you could type in were better quality than the Cascade Cassette 50, and that's saying freaking something.
Yeah. Yes. You almost died of alcohol poisoning for that.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, like I say, I'm doing my Christmas special this year, but I'm not... I know a lot of people are going to be doing other games and things like that, but I'm not doing a game this year. I'm decided that I'm going to break the mold, I'm going to do something different, I'm going to do my best five covers. Or Spectrum game art That's what I'm going to be doing. But I'm not going to tell you on here what it is. You're going to have to watch the video when it comes out on Christmas Day. Which should be the same day this has come out. Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
Predict the future. My other fond memories when I got an Atari 2600 Junior. That was just so great. So clunky graphics.
Yeah, as I say, I've never owned any Atari 2600s.
Oh, they're really?
My mate next door used to have one. That's how I played. That's probably why I never owned one, actually, because I've played such classics as Donkey Kong, Pac-Man, Pole Position looks like you're like literally driving hurdles. And that's why I always thought, to be fair, they were shit at the time.
Thank God you didn't play E.T.
Yeah, he had the original E.T. cartridge.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, he had
E.T.
I couldn't make sense of it.
Nobody
couldn't.
Nobody
fucking couldn't.
I didn't.
All you have to do is collect the three parts of the phone. How hard can they make it?
Yeah, but you keep falling down the fucking hole every 5 seconds.
Yeah, that is very, very true. But I do remember one of the games I had was Pac-Man Jr. And I literally had one of my mates at school. He swapped me 20 games just for Pac-Man Jr.
Really?
Well,
I'm going to say this now. Stay the fuck away from the Atari 2600 version of Pac-Man. I fucking mean it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's the difference? You say, Malk, this one was programmed properly and plays well.
Oh, right.
And actually looks like a freaking Pac-Man game.
Does it look like a deformed frog that doesn't move properly?
No. They got it right with it.
They got it right with Miss Pac-Man, didn't they?
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah, Miss Pac-Man and Pac-Man Jr., they got it right. So that was my fond memories of Christmas. All those plinking and plonkings are just really bad sound effects.
Well, wasn't even the programmer's fault, though, was it, with that? It was just Atari, didn't give a shit.
That got to the whole point. And you think about it, he had 2K. 2K to make a Pac-Man game with.
He had 4Ks.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they had 4K cartridges available.
Yeah, why did they not just give him one? Well, they didn't, did they?
Exactly. No, they didn't in the long run. But you think about it, it's like 2K. I have picture files bigger than that nowadays.
Yes, 4K could have made it a lot better.
Yeah. It could have made it a lot freaking better. Yeah. Put it that way.
To be fair, Atari was the reason why people bought Activision.
They made Activision, they did.
Oh, yes.
Because that was back in the day where Activision weren't a fucking bunch of sellout scumbags.
Yeah. They've produced some classics. Now, I mean, obviously, I think I might have played on one at some point, but I never actually owned the Atari 2600. But my favourite game on the system is Enduro. Mm. So, I freaking love that game.
I'm quite fond of the Pitfall games.
That's what I was just going to say, Will.
Well.
I used to have Pitfall on the Commodore 64. I don't know how it compares to the Atari one, but I used to really like Pitfall and Pitfall 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pitfall 2 on the Atari had music, didn't it?
Yeah, it had an extra chip in the cartridge too, because the Atari 2600 couldn't handle it properly, so it had extra chips or something. Only that because of Bandwise video.
Yep, that's one of the best things about other people on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
Right, here comes the next question, and we'll let Andrew put this for us. Best female game character you'd love to have sit on your knee if you were Santa?
Ooh.
And why?
Probably Samus. Samus Aran from Metroid. Yes.
Okay. Why are you a big Samus fan?
Quite frankly, because Super Metroid is one of the best games on the Super Nintendo. Absolutely true. Loved it. And she's hot.
She's hot. Yes. In or out the armor?
Both. Actually, to be fair, you rarely see her outside the armor. But I mean, even in the armor, she looks hot.
have you got a Wii?
I've got a Wii, yes. I've got Metroid Prime, yes. I've got the trilogy, actually.
No, have you got Smash Brothers Melee? Is it Smash
Brothers? No, I haven't, actually.
Brawl.
It's called Smash Brothers.
No.
Yeah, because all you need to do on Brawl is hold down one of the buttons, and when you select Samus, she ejects out the armor.
Oh, nice.
So you can play it. It's labeled as Zero Suit Amos. It's Samus without a freaking armor.
No.
Okay, pass this one on to Malk. Any female game character, who's your favorite female game character at the moment?
Out of any game.
That's
a hard one, because probably one that you wouldn't expect. I'm actually looking at a picture of her bending over now on the thing I'm talking to you.
Pervert.
out of Tekken, Anna.
Anna.
Yeah, I was going to say that bird out of Killer Instinct, but I can't remember what her name is.
Orchid.
Yeah, Orchid. That's the only one I have on Killer Instinct.
Yeah. Well, they've never updated Killer Instinct, so... And I've never seen a good piece of fan art of Orchid. I can imagine if you look on DeviantArt, you probably could find someone who's probably done...
She does look better than what she did in the first one, because the first one, the graphics were shit, weren't they, compared to the second one?
Yeah.
They look more like computer-generated and rubbish.
Yeah. But when you do look at Anna, is this like, well, you look at Tekken, you've got two sisters, you've got Anna and Nina.
Mm.
But I'm with you, for some strange reason, I always preferred Anna over Nina.
Well, I don't like Nina. I don't
like each other, that's the problem.
It's like hard to explain, like... Because you know your favourite newspaper, The Sun, they were saying at the time Nina's supposed to be based on Princess Diana. And I don't believe that whatsoever.
Yeah, I did. Did they actually go onto Wikipedia and read Nina Williams' story? She's an Irish assassin.
Exactly.
Yeah, so how can she be based on Princess Diana?
Yeah, that's ridiculous, ain't it?
Yes, just
write,
it is.
The Sun just wrote bullshit in there just to sell the paper.
Oh, we know. Look,
we know.
Yeah, look at the whole fiasco which they had the other week with the bloody Call of Duty thing. I'm not going to get into too much detail on that one because I don't want to...
Screen Center in Masterpiece, Call of Duty.
Press button. Okay, Will.
What should I choose? I would choose Princess Peach.
Princess Peach. He's got the hots of Princess Peach. No, but is it, she's been around for years, but she's kind of never changed, though, has she?
No.
And I think...
I think it's kept her the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Nintendo, they do look after the bitches.
Oh, we look at Daisy, she's just basically a recolour of Peach anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they put in Rosalina, and I just call that the emo princess because of the way her hair goes, because it's covered over one of her eyes. And mind you, I've seen some rather naughty pictures of what the Japs have done for that.
Yeah, I have as well.
Yeah, Luigi's a very lucky man. But of all else, well, Will knows far too well where mine is.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, Ada Wong is definitely for me because...
Oh, yeah, definitely for you.
Definitely for Ada. But
She's got a picture of the avatar on the forum of the Retro Asylum.
Yeah, of course I
have. Yeah, that's how sad Tony is.
But the thing is as well, I actually saw... do you remember on the Daily Cosplay, you remember the girl that did Ada Wong, the Resident Evil 4 version? I went onto her DeviantArt page, and she's actually done a Resident Evil 6 version as well. And she looks fine in the Resident Evil 6. But the whole reason why I like Ada so much is because Capcom have really developed her well into such a good character. Even though she's never been a main character, she's possibly one of the best side characters that I've seen in a very long while. For that one. And if it was to be anything else, it'd have to be Juliet Starling from Chainsaw Lollipop.
What is that game anyway? I read the title and thought it sounds good. And it looks shit. It looks like Devil May Cry again.
The funniest thing about it is, yeah. Tell me, what is it exactly bad to think about? A 18-year-old American cheerleader with a chainsaw.
Very sexy.
Exactly. Yeah, Lollipop Chainsaw. It isn't a bad game. It's got.
It's just batshit crazy.
Yeah,
if you play normal heroes, you know what you're in for.
Yeah. It's in that one. But if you could get it for a tenner now, I'd say it's worth a tenner.
It is.
Yeah.
The one good thing about it, the ending boss will be good because the ending boss is the fat Elvis Presley himself.
Yeah. Fat zombie Elvis Presley. The game itself, I think it's got a really good feel for like all the years of high schools rolled into one. And the sense of humour is wicked in it.
Who makes that, Sega?
No, I'm not sure who does that.
Grasshopper?
Something like that. It's not a major...
I'm thinking of Thingy, I know, was Sega. That other one you was on about.
Bayonetta.
Yeah, Bayonetta.
Oh, yes. Oh, Bayonetta. Oh, she's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Miss Bayonetta. It's also that English accent.
Oh, yes.
Yep. And it's like I say for a lot of people, that, like I say, she was designed by a Japanese guy. But he insisted on a female, an English-speaking female for his character. So even in the Japanese version, it's still the English woman doing the same voice.
Yeah.
So I wonder how many people complained about that in Japan.
Give you the truth and honesty, I find the Japs don't complain about shit like that because they all speak English as well anyway.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, apparently,
what I found out as well, they used Sesame Street to learn English.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah.
that's why they speak broken English.
Because they're speaking in Elmo.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they are. Hey, I learned from Elmo and Big Bird. Sounds like they need to sacrifice it to the demon gods for sure. Bird, but no, Bayonetta as well. Definitely.
Can I say something to Sega? For God's sake, don't just make it a Wii U exclusive. See what you're talking about.
I am pissed they never put that on the PC. I really, really am. That game deserved to go on the PC. Mm. It's like Sega released a lot of their stuff on the PC. Even if they released it now for $9.99, even at $19.99, I'd buy it.
It's a great game. I've actually sat down and finished it on easy mode, but.
I could tell you the funniest thing about Lollipop Chainsaw as well. When you look at the character, you look at how short her skirt is, and a lot of time while you're fighting and swing the chainsaw, her skirt's flying up everywhere. But yet, if you deliberately try to angle the camera under it, she covers herself up.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
That's sad.
It's sad, as I say. But like I say, you could be a pervert while you're fighting, but if you're deliberately trying to look up her skirt, she covers herself up. But if you just want a game which is just full of action and zombies and just don't want to use your brain, then yeah, I'd admit that's actually one of the most brainless fun games I play for a good while. Yeah.
With respect to the Japanese, they always make batshit crazy stuff.
Mm. Oh yeah, exactly.
Mm. Especially Power Ranger, bloody hell.
Oh, I also found out one of the musical composers on Lollipop Chainsaw was Akira Yamaoka as well. And you know what he's famous for, don't you? Seriously, guys.
What?
Super Sentai?
Did he do another the theme tune for Black RX?
No, it was another game series by Konami.
Metal Gear Solid?
No.
Contra? Not Castlevania, not somebody else.
Nope.
Grazor? Grazia? Gladius?
Nope.
Nemesis?
Oh, God. Tiny Toon Adventures?
No. PlayStation onwards.
PlayStation onwards.
Konami game on PlayStation. I would say Metal Gear, but he didn't do that. Somebody.
It had Metal Gear. Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Oh. I've never played any of the sequels. Have I?
Oh yeah, Silent Hill. Yeah.
Oh, you played any of them?
Well, the first one was really good.
The first one was really good. Yeah, get download the first one. The first one is really good.
I've actually got it.
The UK one's censored, ain't it? The UK one, when you go in the school bit, they're actually changed to full size like demon things instead of children one, like on the American version.
Yeah. So definitely get hold of that one. And if you want to get the second or third one, the HD collection is pretty damn good as well.
Yeah. Mm. Don't get it for Xbox. They'll patch it for some reason.
Right. We're moving on.
Yeah.
Right, quickly. Nice. Right, take it from the top. Right, go. Right, now we want to sidetrack for a quick side detour. Give us the reasons why we decided to change the way we're doing things as well. We all love our retro games. That I think I could talk for all of us here, can't I, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. And I could also talk for our secret fifth member, Jenny, as well. But I think we all had an itch. We wanted to do modern day stuff as well, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what came to show. So not only under the new RMI Fusion name, are we going to be covering the old school? We'll be going to be covering all gaming.
Yep.
Not just gaming either. Indie.
Retro, indie, modern day, half modern day, in between, all sort of games is going to be here. So for anybody who's listening, and if anybody wants to join the site once it's up and running, hopefully end of February, we hope to be up and running, then come along, just donate. We're also going to be leaving open, it's like as part of the team we're going to be releasing videos. We're going to be trying out new things and giving honest opinions. Yeah. That's something the likes of GameSpot and IGN kind of don't understand, isn't it?
Yeah, because they've been under the table.
Exactly. So yeah. if you want honest opinions of stuff, then we'd be the best site to come to. Mm. I do believe we are going to go on the Black Ops 2 weekend, because I know at some point they're going to do it. But if anybody knows...
People scream at me for no reason.
I'm not fussed, but... If anything, we're going to give an objectional review over the game.
I've played it already.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about PC version, not the console version.
Oh, the console one. Well, I don't know. You would imagine a PC one to be better, but usually they're worse, aren't they?
Yeah, it's true, but we're going to...
servers. Yeah. You can't have use a joypad. You've got to use the mouse and keyboard because they're too lazy to program that into it.
You serious?
Yeah. here's another one. I can tell you about the Call of Duty franchise on the PC. Not in 5.1 surround, either. Still only in stereo.
Oh God! Well, we'll pick up that. We'll pick up from that when the new site goes up on that one.
Well, so if two is anyway, I don't know whether they've sorted it with a newer one.
Oh well. So if you want yourself a dose of gaming on all fronts, then we'll be the place to come to on that one. So come for a Volunday Fix, and we're also going to be opening it to all members as well. If any of the members got videos or they want to try review stuff, we'll open it up to any of our members as well. They can show us their stuff too. Because we want to be a community to cater for everybody on that one. Okay, here's a question, guys. Who's your favourite YouTubers?
Oh, for me, I'll go first.
Got him.
For me, it's only got to be Benway.
Benway, yes. Steve Benway.
Yeah, so down to earth, so miserable, and that's why we like him. He's so utterly useless as well. No idea what he's doing.
Yeah, Benway the Retro Game Collector. And Mel, could you please announce Benway's video, best video to watch?
I reckon, there's loads of them. Well, I'm trying to think what my favourite... The Mega Drive one's really good, where he reviews two Mega Drive games that he's got, and one of them, it's his baseball game. And it doesn't do the control thing. You know, like on FIFA, you've got to press it left to one player to, and he doesn't, and he's like, and he gets well pissed off of it, turns it off. And
but
he's got some classics, the Shamu, Drunken Shamu's really good.
Drunken Shamu's brilliant. Oh, I love that.
that is Benway at his best.
Oh yes. If you try another one I recommend is him reviewing Ghosts and Goblins on the C64. I think he nearly made him throw his joystick at the TV.
Oh, that is very true.
Yeah. It's like he dies and it's like all of a sudden he sees the bird thing. He's like, oh my God, what are you doing there? Piss off.
Oh, God. Anyone else?
Yeah.
No, I was going to say Bamway as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say Guru Larry and his best mate, Stuart Ashens. Definitely those two. Larry is a very honest person about whatever he reviews and whatever he comes through as well. So,
I've seen a few of his videos. Yeah,
and he has a good bit of British comedy to a lot of stuff as well. So that's good there. Also, who else would I? Yeah, Ashens is possibly the only guy that is brave enough to go into Poundland and bring back stuff and review it on his website. He is absolute legend for doing that on that one. Anyone else we can think of?
I like Team Four Star.
Oh yeah, if you're an anime fan, especially if you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, Team Four Star are freaking awesome. They're doing they do that own
completely
version.
Completely made Mr. Popo into a complete sadist. Or if you want a shorter version of the Garlic Junior Saga, go and watch them. They did the Garlic Junior Saga in 11 minutes and 40 seconds.
A Garlic was on screen for less than a minute,
and Mr. Popo annihilated him.
Oh yeah, it's true. But if you like Dragon Ball Z and you want to see a funnier take on it, that is definitely worth it. And also, when he gets his channel back, Little Karibo, definitely. If you want to see a variation on Yu-Gi-Oh, his Yu-Gi-Oh bridge is fucking hilarious.
See, I'm just looking at the channels I'm subscribed to, and like you said, Ashens, Guru Larry, obviously people like use lot and people from the other websites and stuff. But mainly, I haven't really got that many, to be fair.
Oh, fair enough.
But there are some I do like. I do like Team UDF Gaming. I do enjoy watching Lazy Games Reviews. I also enjoy, Classic Game Room. I do enjoy watching.
Yeah, I'm subscribed.
Classic Game Room. Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And what's that guy that I sent you that Street Fighter? Razor Fist. I do like his as well. Because a lot of them sort of reviews I don't like, but I do think he's funny.
Yeah, it's all a good part of humour that goes on to it as well. But so they go, and also Mr. Harold Gonk, aka Spinny Fuck, as well.
Yeah. There's actually two others I'd like to name as well. There's one I like to mention. Long Boys Post, 1975.
Yep.
Yeah, he's very good bloke. He is very good. He's very opinionated. He often when there's something's wrong, it bugs him sort of thing. It's like he will talk about his honest opinions on it, and he's very honest about them. And I think there's quite a lot of them I've actually agreed with what he said. So so they said he's worth checking out. You know, another one is Jim Plays Games. I think Benway once promoted his did him as a one of his thingy watches on the Friday Talkie, the shout out.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And he's good fun to watch as well. He does quite a few videos and things, and he does Overlooked Oldies, which is games that he's not played, and others recommended. And then there's quite a few others, and he's quite very decent, down to earth. He's quite entertaining to watch.
So there you go, people. Big shout out to a lot of people on YouTube for you to check out.
And actually, I've got another one, but he's disappeared. This guy called Funky Spectrum, George Bum or something. He ain't been on there and done any videos for like about 5 months.
Oh, he might be able to talk.
I don't know. Because he said he'd be back with loads of them, and he ain't done nothing since then. No, 6 months ago, I tell a lie.
So technically, I'm better than him then. I never do them, so.
Okay. Well, let's ask a more modern question, guys. What's the game that's most impressed you over the past few years?
On
any format.
The game that's really impressed me is Heavy Rain. That's really impressed me that much, because the way that it's done, that every decision you make in the game affects the change the whole of the game. So it's more possibilities to do the game in a different way.
Yeah. See, I like the idea of Heavy Rain, but I played the demo and it was kind of like, I don't know, the story wasn't really quite. I can see why people liked the game. Yeah, the gameplay was all right and stuff, but the story was pretty good, but it wasn't really my sort of story. it wasn't quite my cup of tea, so but I can appreciate why people liked it.
I played it on my mate's PS3, and I thought the graphics were really good on it. I think the graphics are probably the best thing about it.
They used real people for it.
Yeah. Mm. How they've done it, and how it's, you know, and it looks incredible. But the only thing I didn't like about it, and my mate didn't, is there's a lot of waving the controller around and bollocks. If I wanted to do that, I would have bought a fucking Wii.
Yeah.
And that's what ruined it, sort of.
Well, that's what they did after the PlayStation Move come out. They updated it so you can use the PlayStation Move.
But I thought it was too much of that. Personally, I thought it was a bit too much wrangling around. And the story, it's good, but it's not my cup of tea. It's not like I don't like horrors or anything like that. It just
have a dark storyline.
I quite enjoy dark storylines, but it just didn't really appeal to me. So I just kind of like, I missed out on it, really. But yeah. I'm only going by what I've played from the demo version of it. So.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you the few that's impressed me over the couple of years. The game that you guys know far too well basically put faith back to me in the FPS shooter, Borderlands. Definitely.
Borderlands is good, yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't played it very much, but it is good.
Yeah, Borderlands is really good. That I was losing faith big time in the FPS genre, especially with the likes of the watering down of Call of Duty and all that lot. Yeah. Because I effectively stayed out of the whole Call of Duty Battlefield thing by buying neither game. But like I say, I picked up Borderlands when Steam was selling it for a fiver, and I love it. I love the freaking game. It's an amazing FPS game.
It's got something that Call of Duty hasn't got. Exploration.
Yeah.
And it's about really, by seeing it. Well, leveling up your character and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. It makes a very, very simplistic RPG method. Hell, even Malk likes it. And he's not the biggest of FPS fans.
No, well, it's not my. I think it's much better than that though. I know it's quite old, and it's a couple of years old now. I don't know exactly, but Crysis 2 is my favourite out of any of them, and the graphics on that are like amazing.
Oh yes.
And you can go wherever you want on that. It's not just a case of it's on rails. And there's so many invisible walls, like a certain much more popular franchise that got much better reviews as well.
Yeah.
The other thing that really grabbed my attention as well was Daisy. I could go on all day about Daisy, but I'm not going to.
It's a mod for, was it Armored?
Armor 2, yeah. It's proper big up zombie survival.
Yeah.
It's basically the closest thing to real world zombie survival is what you're going to get.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But if you cheat in that game, you get kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
I do like zombies and that, but I think they do them to death. We're putting, trying to put them in to do everything like nowadays.
Well, the good thing with DayZ is when you start the game, you start with fuck all. You got nothing. So it instantly forces you into a situation where if you see zombies, you've got to be very, very careful what you're doing.
Because I was really hoping that, Dead Island or something. I was hoping that was going to be good, but it turned out to be shite, apparently. That's why I never bothered buying it.
I've got it, and I quite enjoy it a bit. It can get a bit hard and annoying, but I enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah, it's the best thing to remember. Everybody thinks differently.
Yeah.
And remember, if a website says it's crap, they're usually talking crap.
Yes.
I haven't played a game until I actually play it.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's the same. It's the same with Duke Nukem Forever.
Definitely on that one. I thought Duke Nukem Forever was good, and a lot of people didn't. So.
I enjoyed it. I personally enjoyed it.
I didn't finish it, but I enjoyed it.
So, yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
It does feel dated a little bit, but. You probably think, but you got to think about it. At least it came out. I know it took a very long time, but it came out.
Yeah, true.
I do like how you can drive a car in it and that, the remote control car.
Yeah.
Because it breaks it up instead of just doing the same shit over and over again as well.
Yeah, you do.
Wait till we get a bit further in on Borderlands when we're playing with Jenny, Matt, and we start driving around everywhere. That is great. That's great fun. Can you imagine Jenny driving? last time Jenny was driving on Borderlands, the car ended up on its side, and we couldn't flip the freaking thing over.
That's right. Yeah, and she cried, Jenny, didn't she?
Yeah, she was crying because she lost her favorite pink car or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens when you drive it like a freaking maniac.
Yeah, it's like any car,
and the first thing you got to guarantee is like, yeah, there's a pink car. For fuck's sake. But you're still going to complain with a rocket launcher strapped to it.
And actually, I've not said what games impressed me. Go on. I'm going to say the Portal games.
Yes,
one
definitely.
Brilliant. Loved it. The first one I played was the original Portal when Steam first came out on the Mac, and it was the free game. And I heard great things about it. And I got it. I installed Steam, downloaded Portal because it was free. And I loved it. Loved every minute of it.
I thought Portal was supposed to be like... When I first saw gameplay of Portal, I saw it on a funny junk website, and I thought it was just like, you know, a funny thing, but I didn't realise it was a real game.
Oh yeah, it's true.
It was based from another game, weren't it? I believe it was based on another game. They just took the idea and just.
I'm not sure on that one.
I don't know.
But if anything goes for Portal, GLaDOS is probably one of the best bad guys or bad girls.
Oh yes.
GLaDOS is freaking awesome. She is, mate.
It's the sarcasm that makes her.
Oh yeah, definitely the most sarcastic
video game character ever.
Exactly, and especially during Portal 2, where basically she gets a dose of her own medicine.
Oh yes,
and especially with Wheatley. Wheatley is a fucking idiot.
He's voiced by what's his face, Steven Merchant, isn't he?
But it was just great because it's sitting there. It's like my ex was sitting there saying, "Where have I heard that for?" And then what came on a Blade Barclays advert? She heard his voice there.
I think it was a great choice for the game, though.
Yeah, Steve Merchant, because he's very good. Okay, Malk, any games that really impressed you over the past few years?
Only mainly the same sort of thing again and again, like Street Fighter 4, Tekken Tag 2, but they don't do nothing new. I mean, graphically, and you know, obviously, they're my sort of games. You know, your more arcade type games, fighting games, and that. It's only the graphics mainly that impress me, not the games, because they don't really change that much. And I do think that pretty much all the games, they just keep repeating themselves over and over again with a lot of them, which is quite sad, really, I suppose. That's why I don't get that many games nowadays.
Yeah, it's very true. Can you imagine if they actually kept going with Street Fighter, releasing a new version every year?
I'd still buy them, though, because that's how sad I am. I'm, in a way, I can't really say what I do about Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I've got Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4 on all three systems. Yeah. I think practically you do,
because you're a huge Street Fighter fan, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a same thing for me and StarCraft. I will buy anything StarCraft.
You will hold StarCraft if you get the chance.
Yeah. Look, I have all the StarCraft games they've released so far. I have both StarCraft. I have both of them. I've got the StarCraft Risk set as well.
There's your true fanboy there.
I have all the StarCraft novels. Yeah,
definitely fanboy. Yes.
Yeah. I have two volumes of the comic book. Mm. Yeah. So am I a StarCraft fanboy? Hell freaking yeah! Yeah. Going back to some of the best female game characters, Miss Sarah Kerrigan is the sexiest alien in the freaking universe. put it down to that.
Yes.
you're still waiting for the Blood War to come out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm. Technically, it can come out, because technically Blizzard never officially cancelled it.
No, because the next one's called Heart of the Swarm. And you've also got to remember, when it comes down to the whole Blizzard-Activision thing, Activision cannot tell Blizzard what to do. They have animosity away from Activision. Mm. So they're the only company that runs under Activision that have it. And Activision can't go around and say, oh, but we could do this, that, the other. Here's a hint. Blizzard don't need Activision.
No. But didn't they have some big Fallout thing about Treyarch and fucking Infinity Ward with Activision or something?
Yes, there's a big thing that goes about that. Where basically Activision accused two of the programmers, or the head of Infinity Ward, that they were getting ready to defect when there was no physical evidence. Then it found out before it came to the court case, EA won an undisclosed amount for false allegation. Activision settled outside court. And then there was 40 members of Infinity Ward, and after the first two left, 38 of them resigned.
Mm-hmm.
So the Infinity Ward that's there at Activision now is not the original Infinity Ward.
No.
But then the whole court case of unpaid royalties and things like that was also settled outside of court as well.
Yeah.
So I reckon that $1 billion that they made through Modern Warfare 3 that year got paid out in compensation, because EA got $400 million out.
It won't take them long to copy and paste the same game next fucking year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll soon make it back.
Okay. You know who I feel sorry for? Anyone who bought Call of Duty Black Ops Declassified for the PS Vista. I feel sorry for you.
Well, even IGN slated that.
Yeah. Surprise.
Single player mode, 1 hour worth of gameplay.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Exactly, we'll leave it at that. Okay, final question for you guys. What is the one game you would love to see burn in hell? That could be any game.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I'll go back to a game for me, and that was Daikatana.
Oh,
that game was fucking awful. It comes to point. I spent the first level out of all the things where they say, "Oh, the graphics are going to be great," things like that. The graphics were subpar. I wasn't impressed, and I spent the first level walking around eating strawberries and shooting frogs and dragonflies. And I just sat there and went, right, I'm going to reinstall Quake 2.
And then it killed John Reynolds' reputation, didn't it?
That fucking hard on his rep for that one. And he never made the same mistake again. but the whole side of this, I took it back to game. And of course, the people at game that time, they knew me.
Mm.
Yeah, and they said to me, did you make a copy of this? I said, mate, I wouldn't even fucking... I weren't even going to make a copy of that. That's how bad it is. And the guy behind the counter went, ooh, it's that bad, is it? And I'm like, yeah. It's really that bad. But yeah, Daikatana, sorry, because that game could go burn in hell and never come back. as far as I'm concerned. And another game which I played recently on the Mega Drive, 688 Attack Sub. Oh, that game could go away as well. it's sitting in my collection. I spent an hour trying to work out how to just get the whole friggin' mission going. And in the end, I thought, you know what? Fuck it. So, any of you guys think of any games that could really burn up in hell and never come back?
I think I could think of one.
64.
Yeah, I'll agree with Will on Superman 64.
I've only seen footage of that, and oh my god, how they could class that as a game.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I've seen the PlayStation 1 version, and that is far better than the N64.
Mm. Oh, is it on the PlayStation 1 as well?
They did, but we didn't release it. But I seen footage of it, and it looks way better. I mean, way better.
I'll have to have a look at that.
If you want to, see just how bad it is, just watch the nerds.
Oh, I've seen how bad the game is.
Yeah,
I've never played it, but I've seen how bad it is.
Yeah, after looking at that, you just don't want to play it.
I mean, I could say another classic by Titus that they've completely ruined: RoboCop.
Yeah,
on the PlayStation 2, isn't it? Yeah,
or PC, normal retro Xbox.
Mm. Yeah,
horrendous.
Yeah, just for mentioning that, nobody gets confused with Ocean's Great Game.
No, all the Data East arcade machine.
Yeah.
No, not them. Not the original RoboCop games. The one that came out only about 5 years ago or something, maybe 10 years ago, not that long ago. 2000 and... I can't say.
2003, 2004, perhaps?
A bit later than that, I think, yeah. About 2005, I think.
That was just awful, and it makes you glad that Titus doesn't exist no more. Yeah. Or you hope they don't glad he exists no more.
Well, yeah, the thing is, they went on for years, Titus, and they did two good games.
The only decent one they did to me was the Blues Brothers game. That's the only decent one they did.
You're
joking. That's what I've heard good things about it. There's one good game on the Amiga that I must do. The one other good game they've done.
What's that?
Crazy Cars 3.
True.
Yes.
I'll give you that one. But no, the Blues Brothers, it was just a good old-fashioned platform shooter-style game. There weren't anything bad in it. It was a good, fun little game.
That one. I mean, I've only played the SNES one, and I've only played that since watching videos and that. And I do agree, Titus don't really do anything to... You know what I mean? They take a game which they could make a decent story to, based on sort of to do with a film or whatever, yeah? And then they make it nothing whatsoever like it, just having the characters in.
Yeah, I know. But
records at each other and shit. What's that got to do with Blues Brothers?
I know, because the Blues Brothers is one of the best films in freaking history.
It's a good film, yeah, I've seen it.
My sister's ex-boyfriend used to watch that all the time, and it's all right. I've never seen Blues Brothers 2000. And
No. Don't even go there with that one.
Both of them, though. It's sort of like, you know them DVDs where you get the two of them in one?
Yeah,
Scott Teen Wolf and Teen Wolf 2. Now, that's the same sort of thing. Teen Wolf's really good. You've seen Wolf 2?
Yeah, the second one's crap.
No, don't bother.
the original Blues Brothers, there's just so much in it that makes you laugh, and the music is just so good in it.
Mm. And it's got everybody in it as well.
Oh, yeah. Who's it? Is it Aretha Franklin?
Aretha Franklin, yeah.
Who else is in?
Carrie Fisher as well.
Who else is in there? What's his name? Ray Charles.
Is it Ray? He's in it, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, the music tracks in it are just freaking fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And it's even got a guest appearance by Steven Spielberg towards the end. And another thing to note, it's directed by John Landis.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the car chase through the mall, and especially the one at the end with the massive car pileup. Yeah. Class. Yeah.
And there's actually one thing you'll probably notice if you've seen the video to Mark Jackson's Thriller, or the film, American Werewolf in London, or Blues Brothers, they all have references to a film called See You Next Wednesday.
Mm.
Yeah. That's one thing I found out.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But no, if you're looking for a film, and if you've never seen the Blues Brothers, I do recommend. If you want some good music, and a good amount of comedy as well, it's one of the best.
Yes,
definitely one of the best. Okay, let's wrap this up, guys.
I mean, we haven't said our bad games yet.
You said one.
Did I?
Yes. But if you got enough one, add it in quick.
Okay, Sensible Soccer 2006 from Codemasters. That game is so awful. Was so flipping bugged to the point whereby, I mean, come on, I lost the World Cup due to that stupid teleporting goalkeeper bug.
It was so bad.
I took it back to the shop and traded it for what was possibly one of the best PSP games ever, Puyo Pop Fever.
I've actually got that game. the Sensible Soccer 2006.
Awful. It's out. They took a really, really good football game and screwed it up big time. It was just so bugged.
It's just. Will Eddie Bagos, you want to chuck in on the end of it?
Can't really think of any more bad games. No, I can't think of it. Oh, actually, I could see a lot of Pac-Man for the Atari 2600.
That game already went to hell and burned, so you can't set it there again. It's still sitting there burning. Tell Satan to turn it over. It's done on that side.
Yeah, Satan.
That's a pile of ashes.
No, another one. Comrade Black for the Famicom Disk System.
Oh, no.
That one is just horrendous. Basically, the way that Black controls is just horrible.
Well, all we can say has been as me and Will are Kamen Rider fans, to all you people out there who are in Japan, you are the luckiest bastards on the earth because of the fact you've got Climax Heroes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the funny thing is, the end boss on Kamen Rider Black is just you, same you, but great, and he just moves exactly the same, and he's freaking easy to beat.
Oh, dearie me.
That's just an insult, that is. You go for this really hard game, and the final boss is knowing what...
Yep.
Climactic.
Yeah, as climactic, I don't even think you blew your load at that one.
They must have developed the game during Run of Black.
That's not a smart thing to do.
No, because half of the characters weren't even evolved yet, because Shadow... It wasn't even Shadow Moon, it was just Black called Grey.
Yeah, I'd say it's a Kamen Rider Grey. Or 50 Shades of Grey. Okie dokie then. Okay, right. I think we'll call that a cut. Right, people, we'll be back in March.
Yep.
I do believe. We're going to be having a whole new podcast, so you'll be hearing more of our old school, new school style stuff. We'll be talking about all sorts of gaming because we love gaming, as far as it goes. So if you want to listen in, if you do like podcasts, if you like your old school, listen in to the Retro Asylum, definitely worth a listen to. If you like to go for Once Across the Pond, the Continue Cast is definitely worth a listen to.
Highly
recommended. And On the Rocks as well. We'll give them a shout as well. How can those guys play so many games while drinking stuff that would literally fucking kill a cat if you it to it. Put it that way with what they start drinking. And also, if you like over here, the Gamer Dads podcast is also a very good listening to as well. And it's just general all-round gaming goodness as far as it is. Okay, so happy Christmas, everybody.
Yep.
Hey. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year to everyone. And this is me, Tony, say goodbye.
And this is William saying goodbye. Now, if you excuse me, I'm hensheeting to my Kamen Rider in my basement. So, see you guys in March.
And so my name's Andrew, and I'm going to do a Gokai change.
Oh, shut up, man.
I'm your man.
Say goodbye, Malk.
Yeah,
order, man.
Live in the new year.
Bye-bye.